Living God, immortal self, there is a maker for a pot or a table. So there must be a creator for the marvelous world also. That creator is God. God is a wire puller, sutradhar, standing behind the machine of this world. He is even dweller of your heart. He presides over all actions, karma, daksha. He is the dispenser of the fruits of action, of your actions. Living God, by singing His name, repeating His mantra, and surrendering the fruits of your actions unto Him. The Lord abides in every creation, creature. Behold the Lord in all objects, in all manifestations. He is in the breath of the voice, in the eyes. He is the life, soul of your soul. Make no distinction between a Hindu and a Brahmin, a Protestant and a Catholic, a Shaivite and a Vaishnavite. Within you is the hidden God. Within you is the immortal soul. Within you is the inexhaustible spiritual treasure. Within you is the fountain of joy and happiness. Within you is the ocean of bliss. Look within for the happiness you have sought in vain in the perishable sensual object. Rest peacefully in your own Atma and drink the nectar of immortality. Ensure your life with God. Depend upon Him alone. All other insurance companies will fail, but this divine company will never fail. You need not pay any premium to this divine company. You will have to love God only. You will have to give Him only your heart. Satyam, truth, is the seed. Brahmacharya, celibacy, is the root. Meditation is the shower. Shanti, peace, is the flower. Moksha, salvation, is the fruit. Therefore, speak truth, practice brahmacharya and meditation, cultivate shanti. You will surely attain the final emancipation of freedom from the tammas of birth and death and enjoy eternal bliss, supreme peace, perennial joys and immortality. Surrender everything unto Him. Place your ego at His feet and be at ease. He will take complete charge of you. Let Him mold you in any way He likes. Let Him do exactly as He wills. He will remove all defects and weaknesses. He will play beautifully in this body flute. Hear the marvelous music of the flute of the Lord, the mysterious music of the soul, and rejoice. Peace is a divine attribute. It is a quality of the soul. It cannot remain with greedy persons. It fills the pure heart. It is a sweet companion of sages and yogis. It deserts the lustful. It runs away from the selfish. It is an ornament of a Paramahamsa. As you think, so you become. This is the immutable psychological law. Your thoughts break your life. You can choose your thoughts. You can choose your mode of thinking. You can make your life as you choose. If you entertain evil thoughts, you will lead a miserable life. If you cultivate sublime thoughts, you will attain Godhead. May you all prosper gloriously. May you all lead the divine life singing Hari's name, serving the poor and the sick with Atma Bhav, sharing what you have with others, and melting the mind of the Lord through silent meditation. Om.